Today's daf is Erev and Daf Mem Zayin, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Vav Amid Beis, Ella Meha. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sara Aliza, Avadia Ben Miriam Leah, Shoshana Tova Bas Esther, Chaya Fega Bas Sara Rivka, and Menachem Moshe Ben Fradel. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, Tzvi Chanoi Chenech Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rabbi Chil Mechel, and Avram Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Rabbi Moshe Chaim. So today's daf is very much a continuation of the second half of yesterday's daf. It's part 2 of these 2 dafin that discuss Klolei Hapsak. So being that we're in the midst of a digression, I think it's worth just taking a step back and reminding ourselves how we got here. The Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Mem Hayamid Aleph brought a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and the Chachamim. Mishe Yashin Baderech. Somebody was traveling. He's not home for Shabbos. He fell asleep on the side of the road and he slept through Bein Hashmashos. He wakes up. It's already Friday night. He never had a mind to be Koine Shvisa. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, it doesn't matter. Yesh lo yalpayim amo l'chol ruach. The Chachamim argue, and the Chachamim say that if you slept through Bein Hashmashos, you're not going to have Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. You're not going to have any Tchum. Rather, Ein Loi Ela Dalet Ames. The Gemara in Daf Mem Hei Amid Beis explained that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri and the Chachamim is whether Cheftzei Hefker Koinim Shvisa or Cheftzei Hefker Einon Koinim Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri is of the opinion that even an object that is ownerless has Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. So a person that sleeps shouldn't be any worse than Cheftzei Hefker. The Chachamim hold Cheftzei Hefker are not Koine Shvisa. As a result, you need Das, you have to have Kavana to be Koine Shvisa, just like you have to have Das and Kavana to make any Kinyan. If somebody sleeps, therefore, he couldn't have Das at that time. Dalach is, he's not going to be Koine Shvisa. The Gemara said, Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halacha ki Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Not just that, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Halacha ki Divrei Hamekel be'erev. Anytime there is a machloikis in the laws of Erev, whether it's a Ruvi Chatzeros, or whether it's a Ruvi Tchumen, whether it's Tchilas Erev, or whether it's Shiure Erev, the halach is always like the Divrei Hamekel, meaning Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was saying that being the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri in our Mishnah is a Mekel. He holds that even someone that's sleeping is not boxed into Dalet Amos, but rather he has Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. So it's for that reason the halach is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, simply because there's a rule, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'erev. On that note, the Gemara digressed a little bit, and the Gemara said that there are other klolim that are very important in Shas. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zreika Amru. Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Zreika both said, halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi. Halacha k'Rabbi Yosi mechavero. Halacha k'Rabbi Mechaveroi. The Gemara continued. And the Gemara said, Amar Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Amar Rav Yochanan. And the names of the Amiram are going to be very important in the daf. And Rav Yochanan continued. And he said, if there's ever a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, the halach is like Rav Yehuda. If there's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Yosi, the halach is like Rav Yosi. If there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda, the halach is like Rav Yehuda. If there's a machloikis between Rav Shimon and Rav Yosi, the halach is like Rav Yosi. If there's a machloikis between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi, the halach is like Rav Yosi. What about if there's a machloikis between Rav Meir and Rav Shimon, that the Gemara said, Teku. Regardless, we mentioned one klal, Rabbi Shua ben Levi's rule, Halacha Kedivrei Hamekel Be'erev, which was very negeya, the sugya that we just learned, the Machloikis Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and the Chachamim, and it's really negeya all the sugyas that we're learning, because we're learning Mesachtes Erev now. But the Gemara mentioned a klal that's negeya psak halacha, something that we can take as a rule. So the Gemara digressed and mentioned other klalim. Zok the Gemara. Amr Misharshi, Rav Misharshi said, we saw this at the very end of yesterday's daf. Lesnu lahani klolim. These klolim are not applicable. And Rav Misharshi is now going to try to prove that even though we just mentioned klolim that the Amoraim said, but Rav Misharshi was of the opinion that even though these klolim were said, and they were said by Gedolei Amoraim, Rav Yaakov and Rav Zreika said some of the klolim, Rav Yochanan was the one that said the majority of the klolim, but Rav Misharshi said, I know that these klolim are not true. How did he know that? So the Gemara is trying to prove where a Misharshia may have had some insight that these klolim are not oiskahaltan lahalacha. We saw the first attempt at proving it at the very end of yesterday's daf, and now we're up to the second attempt. Zok to Gemara, Ela Meha. Perhaps Rav Misharshia had a raya that these klolim are not true lahalacha from the following Mishnah. A Mishnah that we are going to learn together in about 12 dafin. It's a Mishnah on daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. It's actually a very intense Mishnah. It's a Mishnah that's the backdrop for a lot of the tumult between the Beis Ephraim and the Mishkan as Yaakov that we learned about in the beginning of the Masechta. But for now, we just need the names. So it's not as critical that we get the protim of this Mishnah and some of the Mishnayos and Brises that the Gemara is about to bring, but it's more we're trying to figure out based on who exactly are the Bali Plukta in these Mishnayos, what the halacha should be. So the Gemara says, at the time we learned to the Mishnah, Ir Shal Yachid, if you have a city that belongs to a Yachid, Vinasis Shal Rabim, and then it converted into a city that belongs to the Rabim. So this Yachid sold shears in the city. It's no longer an ear that belongs to a Yachid. Rather, now it's an ear that belongs to a Rabim. There was an IPO. So the halach is Ma'arvin Eskula. The halach is you're allowed to make an Erev in the entire city. The chiddush is, that we'll see in the sugya when we learn it, that there's an idea that you can't be Ma'arev or Rishos a Rabim. So based on that, you would think that maybe a city that belongs to a rabbim, it's a little too similar to a Rishos rabbim. Maybe you shouldn't be able to be ma'ariv it. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That an ir shel yachid that converted into an ir shel rabbim, the halacha is you're allowed to make an eruv, assuming it's not a Rishos rabbim. What would be shel rabbim v'nas shel yachid? If you had a city that belonged to a rabbim and it converted into a city that now belongs to a yachid, ei ma'ariv es kulo. So then the halacha is you're not allowed to be ma'ariv it. Elim kein oisa chutzla ki ir chadasha shebi Yehuda sheyesh ba chamishim diurim divi Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says that if you have a city that once belonged to a rabbim now belongs to a yachid, so you would think certainly you're allowed to be ma'ariv it. Said Rabbi Yehuda, no, you can't be ma'ariv it unless, here's the fine print, what you would have to do is you would have to leave off, just carve out one part of the city. How big? Equal to the size of the city Chadasha. It's a little tricky. It looks like Ir Chadasha means a new city. The Bach says Ir Sheshma Chadasha. Ir whose name is Chadasha. There was such a city. There were 50 residents that lived in that city. So if you would be able to carve off a parcel of land that's that size and exclude it from the Erev, then you'd be able to make an Erev. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says that if you have an Ir Shel Rabim that was converted into an Ir Shel Yachid, I agree with you, Rabbi Yehuda, that you can't be Ma'ar of the whole city. I agree with you that you have to carve out a piece. How big of a piece? Not a piece that's the size of the city called Chadasha. Rather, Shalosh Chatzeres Shel Shnei Batim. If you have three Chatzeres, each Chatzer is made up of two houses, that would be enough. What we need is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. V'amar Rabbi Chama Bar Gur Yo'amar Rav, halacha grab shimin. Rav Chaim Bar Gur said the halacha is like grab shimin. What's the kasha? Man, palu galah. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Shimon's bal plukta in this mishnah. Va'amir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, halacha grab Yehuda. One of the klalim that Rabbi Yochanan said was, if there's ever machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Gemara. Maybe that's why Rabbi Mishar Shia held that less nu lahani klali, because he was bothered with this kasha. He didn't understand why Rav Chama Bar Gurya had to say in the name of Rav, or how he could say in the name of Rav that the halacha is like Rav Shimon. L'chayra, how could the halacha be like Rav Shimon? I thought the rule is if it's machlis Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, the halacha has to be like Rav Yehuda. Oh, must be is gespart that these klolim are not really lahalacha. But the Gemara says, oh my kasha, what kind of kasha is this? Duma hachanami hecha de itmar itmar hecha de lo itmar lo itmar. No one said the halacha can never be like Rabbi Shimon Keneged Rabbi Yehuda. Of course it could. What we're saying is, what the rule means is that if we don't know who the halacha is like, then what we do is we have to pick, and we pick Rabbi Yehuda. But avada gevis, if Rabbi Chama Bar Gurya said in the name of Rav Halacha Rabbi Shimon, it's not a stira to the klal, because he felt that in this sugya, the halacha is Rabbi Shimon. No one says it can't be that way. It's just like a chazaka when we don't know, so we have to do something. So what do? Then we assume it's going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Elamei Hab, maybe Rabbi Sharshia felt that less nulahani klali from the following mishnah. How we learned to the mishnah, also an erev of mishnah. Because basically, if somebody leaves his house, v'alach lishbeis berakars, and went to spend Shabbos in another city, echanochav echizrot. Doesn't matter if this person that left the city is a Jew or he's a non-Jew. Oisir lebnei amechitzos, he messes everything up for the people that are living in the chotzer. Divrei Rav Meir, azoy halt Rav Meir. The context over here is a ruve chatzeros, with halach is that every member of the chotzer has to be mishtatef in order to have an eruve chatzeros. If one person's not mishtatef, it's a problem. What would be if one person wasn't mishtatif? However, the one person that's not mishtatif is not home for Shabbos. Do we say, being that he's not home for Shabbos, so we don't care about the fact that he wasn't mishtatif? Or no, at the end of the day, he lives here. So this is what the Tanaim were discussing. So a mayor, who's the first Tana mentioned in the Mishnah, said that if somebody leaves his house for Shabbos, Doesn't matter if he's a Nachri, if he's a Yisrael. End of the day, he lives. If he sells his house, that's one thing. But if you live here, you just went away for Shabbos, you still mess up. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not a problem. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends. Nachri, Oyser, Yisrael, Eini Oyser. Rabbi Yossi is somewhere in between. He says, a Nachri that goes away for Shabbos is a problem. Yisrael doesn't. Why? Because the derech of a Yid is not to come home on Shabbos. The derech of a Nachri is to come home on Shabbos. Meaning, Rabbi Yossi is willing to accept that if somebody goes away for Shabbos and we know for sure he's not coming back on Shabbos, so maybe he wouldn't be Oyser. However, that's only a good umdina by a Yid who has tchumen issues, who has Shabbos, so he's probably not coming back. However, the Nachri, who probably is coming back, so for him, we don't have the umdina, and therefore, Rabbi Yossi said that it depends if you're a Nachri, if you're Yisrael. Rabbi Shimon is a fourth sheet. He said, even if a person left his house, he didn't even leave the city. He's still in the city, and he's spending Shabbos by his daughter. The halach is Einoi Oyser. Why? Shekvar he siach daite, because we assume that he was masiach das from his house. If he's masiach das from his house, so it's not going to be a problem. The bottom line is we have a major machloikis tanon with regards to someone that goes away for Shabbos. He wasn't mishtatav and Ruvi Chatzeres. What happens to the Ruvi Chatzeres? Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Again, all we need are the names. Says the Gemara of Amar Rab Chama Bar Guri Amar Rab. And again, it was Rab that said, Halacha Kareb Shimon. So how does this stem with everything that we just said? Halacha Kareb Shimon. Rab Shimon against Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rab Shimon against Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Rab Shimon, Rab Meir. That's a teiku. But Rav said the halacha is like Rab Shimon. So the Gemara, Mad Palo Goleo. So it says Reish Yud. Well, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it could be Rabbi Yossi as well. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, but I'm Shimon Alocha Rabbi Yehuda. Zokti Gemara, my kushyo. Dilma Hachanami, Hechad Itmeid, Mehechad Loyit, Meloyit, Mer. Again, same terrors. Just because Rav said Alocha is like Rabbi Shimon doesn't necessarily mean that Rav didn't hold of the klal or Rabbi Yochanan. All you see from there is that Rav held that in that sugya that Alocha is like Rabbi Shimon. It's not a stira. The klal of Rabbi Yochanan was, in the event that we don't know who the halacha is like, that's when the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi, depending on what the klal was. Maybe we can bring a raya from the following mishnah. We learned in the mishnah another erev in raya. That halacha is that an oni could be ma'arav beraglav. Meaning the conventional way of making an eruve techumen is by placing food in the place that you want to be koyin shvisa. Stating that, the Mishnah says, an ani could be ma'arav beraglav. An ani who doesn't have so much food, so he can just walk and be in his makayim that he wants to be koyin shvisa in the beginning of Shabbos, and that now becomes his place. Rameir says, only an ani can make an eruv beraglav. Everybody else needs food. Rabbi Yehuda says, echad ani v'echad asher. Lo yomru ma'arav v'pas elo l'hokal al asher. The whole concept of pas was to make it easier for the asher. Shelo yetze v'yar beraglav. So he shouldn't have to go out. But the bottom line is, if he wants to go beraglav, of course he could go beraglav. So again, we have a machloikis between Rab Meir and Rab Yehuda, whether Usher, who could afford the food that he needs to make an Eruv Techumen, could he be Ma'arav Beraglav, or can he not be Ma'arav Beraglav? Rab Meir said only an Ani could be Ma'arav Beraglav. Rab Yehuda said Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. Maslila Rab Chia Barashi l'Chia Barav. Now Rab Chia Barashi was saying over to Chia Barav, Kameid Rab in the presence of Rab, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, that the halach is Echad Ani v'Echad Asher v'Amalei Rab. So Rab said, I agree, that's the halacha. And Sayim Bonami halacha k'Rab Yehuda. Might as well say the halacha is Rab Yehuda, because that is Rab Yehuda Shita. Meaning, Rabbi Chiya Barashi was saying over Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and Rav doubled down. He said, yeah, say halacha k'Rab Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, in the future, when you say this over, always say halacha k'Rab Rabbi Yehuda. What's the kasha? Tarti l'amali. Why would Rav have to say halacha k'Rab Rabbi Yehuda? Halacha k'Rab Rabbi Yehuda. If Rameh Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yehuda, so why would he have to say that? Says the Gemara, umay kushya. I don't understand the kasha. Meaning, you're telling me that maybe Rabbi Sharshia knew that less knew lahani klali of Rabbi Yochanan where? From the fact that Rav Paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Here, Rav Paskin the way Rabbi Yochanan would have Paskin. The kasha is not how you pass it like Rabbi Shimon connected Rabbi Yehuda. The kasha is why do you have to say Aloha Rabbi Yehuda? We know the klal. And here we don't have a good teretz, because what are you going to say? This is different? No, it's not different. It's the right psak. The question is, why would you have to say it? So says the Gemara, no. So at the end of the day, what did Rabbi Sharshia find?
He found that maybe Rav didn't hold of the klolim. Okay, Rav, lesli lahani klolim. Maybe it's true. Maybe Rav Taka doesn't hold of the klolim. So the Gemara says, Elam Yehudah tonight. You're right. Rav Misharish, you can't prove that Rav Yochanan's wrong from something that Rav said. Rav and Rav Yochanan are bali plukta in Shas. They're both amiram. Elo says the Gemara, maybe you learned it from the following Mishnah. So the first four rayas that the Gemara brought to try to understand where Rav Misharish was coming from when he said, I think that lehalacha, the klolim of Rabbi Yochanan and Nisht Oiskalten were Erevin. Now the Gemara is going to digress a little bit. We learned in the Mishnah, Yevama, loy tach, loy tzv, loy tesiabim, atchin yod, loy shloish chadashim. But Yevama is not allowed to do yibam or chalitza until 3 months pass from the time that her husband died. V'chein shar kol anoshim. The same is true for all women. Loy yinosu, loy yisarsu, no nesuin, not even erisin, atchin yodam shloish chadashim. And the reason this is a halacha is because of havchana, meaning we're afraid that if a woman will be married to two husbands within a 3 month period, if she's pregnant, there may be a suffix who the father of the child is. And this can mess up the child's yichus. It's what's known as havchana. And it's for that reason the halacha is whether she's a yavama or whether she's an almana. She has to wait 3 chadashim from one marriage until the other marriage. And the Braisa continues in the Mishnah and says, Echad besuleis v'echad bulis. It doesn't matter if this woman is a besule or bula. Echad amans v'echad grushais. Echad arusais v'echad nesuais. This is always true. Havchana is a halacha that every single woman has to observe. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it's not always true. Nesuais yisarsu, v'arusais yinasu. If a woman was married, she was a nesua. So it's true, she has to wait 3 months until she's a nesua again. But if she wants to do erisin, she doesn't have to wait 3 months. Why? Because after erisin, there's still an iserbia. So what are you worried about? There's no avchana problem. Additionally, if a woman was an arusa, she could even do nesuin within 3 months. Why? Because what's the concern? That she's going to have a child, you're not going to know who the father of the child is? If she has a child, it was definitely from the Sheni, because the Rishon, all she was an Arusa. And again, there was an Isser Bia. So said Rabbi Yehuda, a Nesua is Yisarsu, and Arusa is Yinasu, chutz me Arusa shebi Yehuda b'nei sheli begaspa. In Yehuda, in that region of Eretz Yisrael, so when people were in a state of Erusin, they got very comfortable with each other, and then there was a concern that maybe there would have been a Bia. Rabbi Yossi says, kol anoshim Yisarsu, all women are allowed to do Erusin, chutz men Almana, v'nei ha'ibol, except for an Almana. An Almana, because she's Bavelos, so she has a problem. So there's an avelus issue, but other than that, anyone wants to do eris, they can do eris. But Amar Rabbi Loz, says the Gemara. From Mina, Rabbi Loz, lay all the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Loz once missed a day in Beis Medrash. Ashkel Ravasi, met Ravasi, David Kohen, who was in Beis Medrash that day. Amalei told him, I am a Beis Medrash. What happened in Beis Medrash day? Amalei told him, Hachi, I'm Rabbi Yoichan. I'll tell you what Rabbi Yoichan said. Halacha ki Rabbi Yoisi. That the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Zok de Gemara, if he said halacha like Rabbi Yossi, Mechlal de Chida, Polagole, must be that Rabbi Yossi's Baal Plukta is a Yachid. I mean, what was Rabbi Yossi's Shita? Rabbi Yossi said that if a person, a woman, wants to do Erisin, she's allowed to, even without waiting 3 months between marriages, unless she could do Miyad. The only time she can't do a miyad is if she's an almana, because then she has to be noy gavils. So Rabbi Yechon Paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this aforementioned Mishnah. So the Gemara says, if Rabbi Yechon Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, it means he wasn't arguing with the Chachamim. Because if he was arguing with the Chachamim, he probably went to Paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Again, there were 3 shitas in the Mishnah as it relates to Havchana, without going through the shitas again. But there was the first shita, Tanakama, then there was Rabbi Yehuda, then there was Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that's one of Rabbi Yochanan's klolim. That halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. But you also have the Tanakama. So the Gemara says, this Tanakama must have been a Yachid. Because if the Tanakama wasn't a Yachid, then it would have been the Chachamim. Yachid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Even Rabbi Yossi, were halacha k'Rabbi Yossi mechaverev, but not a Yachid v'rabim. And therefore the halacha would have been for sure like the Rabbim. So it must be that the Tanakama is the Chachamim. The Gemara says, in fact it is. But Hatanya, we're getting to the punchline. If there was a woman that was in her father's house, she was angry with her husband. The husband was old, not well. She wasn't well. She was an Akara. She wasn't able to have children. Skena, Kitana, Va'ilanis. She couldn't have children because of some physical issue. Or if the husband was away, or a woman that miscarries a child after her husband dies, Remeos, that all these women, even though there's zero concern that maybe there's a child from the Rishon, it doesn't matter, still she has to wait
three chadashim. Rabbi Yossi matali oris filinasamia. Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to do it. Now Rabbi Yossi is l'shitasai. What we have over here is a Tana that wasn't mentioned in the first Mishnah. It's Rav Meir. So the Gemara says Rav Meir must be the Tana Kama in the previous Mishnah, which then means that who is Rabbi Yossi arguing with in the previous Mishnah? With Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the kasha lomali? So Rav Meshashi was bothered. Why did Rabbi Yochanan have to say that halacha is like Rabbi Yossi? If I'm Rav Meir, Rabbi Yossi, halacha Rabbi Yossi. If it's a shaila Rav Meir versus Rabbi Yossi, that particular machloikas, that halacha is anyways like Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, I understand. Why do we have to say it? Oh, must be less of lahani klali. Meaning Rav Meshashi is proving that even Rabbi Yochanan is not so into these klalim. Because at the end of the day, you see Rabbi Yochanan himself paskind this halacha. But the Gemara says, oh my kush, yodumo lafuke midrav nachman amashmu. Maybe the reason Rabbi Yochanan had a paskind halacha is like Rabbi Yossi is lafuke something that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel. The Omar halacha to Rabbi Meir Bigzei Roisov. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that halacha is like Rav Meir Bigzei Roisov. So what does this mean? This is a little bit of a discussion. Rashi says that what it means is that even though we said I'm involved in Beis, we don't pass like Rav Meir. The Gemara in Erev and Dafyud Gimel Amid Beis, Rav Meir was just too big. People couldn't fully understand him. Al tame tarv, al tarv tame. But that's only Rav Meir l'kula. When Rav Meir was going l'chumra, there the rule is halacha k'Rabbi Meir b'gzei roisav. And being that Rav Meir is the machmer in the sugya of avchana, he holds you always have to observe the rules of avchana. So you would have thought that maybe over here the halacha is like Rav Meir. Kamash malan, that the halacha is like Rav Yossi. But the point is, the reason you couldn't apply the good old rule that whenever it's a machlokes Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, you always go like Rav Yossi, is because this is actually a little different. Because this is Rav Meir b'gzei roisav. And now we have a sheet. The Shmuel who said that halacha is always like Rav Meir b'gzei roisav. There's an afkamina between a Rav Meir l'kula and a Rav Meir l'chumra. This is a Rav Meir l'chumra, so this is treated differently. Ela meha. So the Gemara says maybe Rav Meshashi knew this from the following price. Hilchin liyirich al nachrim. A person's allowed to go to the shuk of nachrim. This is lefnei edayim around their holiday season of the beginning of Masechtas Avodah Zarah fame. V'loichem hem behema v'avodim v'shvachas batim sodeis v'kravim. You're allowed to buy whatever you want to buy from them. V'koisef, you can write a shtar. Here's the chiddush. Umaylo ber koyshalehem. You can even go and be mekayim the shtar in the non-Jewish courts. Mipneishu kematzel miyadam. Because if you don't have a shtar, you can end up losing it. And as a result, mipneishu kematzel miyadam, we will matter even our koyshem. Mayu koyin. Let's say this person's a koyin and he has to go fight for this property. Metame b'chutz laaretz. Lo adun lula ariman. He could even go to court in chutz laaretz. That's a chiddush because Chazal were mesakin that eretz ma'amim is tami. Change metame b'chutz laaretz. Kach metame b'isak v'oros. It's just like a koyin's allowed to go to chutz laaretz to fight for this property. He's allowed to go to a Beis HaKfaris as well. Beis HaKfaris. Olka daitach. Could there be a havamini? You can go to a Beis HaKfaris. Tumadei reis. Eli right. The Beis HaPras drabanan. It means an area that has a din of a Beis HaKfaris midrabanan. For example, there was a field that once had a kever. It was plowed over. Midrei reis. To be worried. Rabbanu, you don't have to be worried. So that would be an example. So the Gemara, Metam al Yisrael v'lumay Torah, on the note, on the topic of when a Kohen would be allowed to go to Chutz Laaretz, even though there's Tumad Rabbanu in Chutz Laaretz, a Kohen is allowed to go to get married. A Kohen is allowed to go to learn Torah. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Eimah, Simon is the Shubas Manche, Eimah, Yitzalumay. That's only if he can't find anyone to learn Torah with in Eretz Yisrael. Avon, Yitzalumay, lo yitam. If you can find someone to learn with in Eretz Yisrael, then you can't go to Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Yossi said, Af bizman shem Yitzalumay nam yitam. Even if you have it to learn within Eretz Yisrael, to go to chutz laaretz. Because learning is siyata d'shmaya, and the reality is top Rashi. Ein adam zoicha lilmoid mikol melamdov. Yesh rav shem mishnasi stura b'fiv. Vishayin lil tamid of derech tzara. Right, different rabbeim have different styles that work differently for different people. And bottom line is if you feel your rebbe is a chutz laaretz and you're a kohen, you're allowed to be mitama. V'am Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said ma'isa. So this is Rabbi Yossi proving his position from a ma'isa. Not Rabbi Yehuda, right? We have a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in this braisa. So Rabbi Yossi is the one bringing the story. That's usually Rabbi Yehuda. But Yosef HaKoyen, there was a story with Yosef HaKoyen, Shalach Yitzel Rabbi Letzidon, Lumay Torah. He went to his Rabbi, Tetzidon, meaning it sounds like he could have learned by other people. But he wanted to go to his Rabbi. What's the bottom line? We have a machloikis Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehuda. Geshmak machloikis. If somebody is able to learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael, he's a Kohen, however, there's a Rebbe in Chutz Laaretz that he thinks he'll benefit tremendously from. Now, can you go or can you not go? Rebbe says no. Rabbi Yossi says, yeah, you're allowed to go. Now, Rabbi Yochanan had this machloikis, and Rabbi Yochanan told the Olam, I want you to know, halacha k'Rabbi Yossi, that halacha
holds like Rabbi Yosi. Frek, Rabbi Shair Shio. Vilamoli. Why would Rabbi Yochan have to say the halachas like Rabbi Yosi? Va Amrit, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, halach Rabbi Yosi. I thought that's always the way it works. Rabbi Yochan was the one who said the klal. Then if there's ever machayz Rabbi Yosi, halach Rabbi Yosi. Amr Abayi said this is not a raya. It's the Chzol. Kedai Chamin, I would have thought. Hani Mili, Bimas Niso. Avo Bibraisa, Emoloi. I would have thought that this is only true for a Mishnah. But maybe by a Braisa the rule doesn't apply. Why not? Again, Rashi, the last wide line on top, the fourth Shura. But Masnisan Didafki. The Mishnayos were written very precisely. Avu Bebraisa Dilma Ichlif de Rabbi Yehuda de Rabbi Yosi. Who de Rabbi Yosi de Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnayos were edited much better than the Braises were. That's why a Mishnah carries more weight and chas than a Braisa does. So, yeah, if you have a Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi and it's a Mishnah, so then you can go like Rabbi Yosi. What? Not because of the difference between Rabbi Yosi and a Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and a Braisa, it's the same Rabbi Yosi. But in a Mishnah, you know who's who. But in a Braisa, maybe not. Right? How would you be Ichlif Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Ichlif? First of all, the Gemara does this a lot, right? The epoch, how many epochs do you have in Shas? A lot. So that's just a basic move that sometimes Chazal used because obviously it was something that was someone shchiach. But over here you have reishud. It's so obvious that something like this could happen. So the Gemara says that, no, Rabbi Yochan had to clarify this is a braisa. Yeah, in the Mishnayos you could rely on these rules, not on a braisa. So the Gemara says, so what did Rav Sharshia mean? Rav Sharshia said, less nulahani kloli. Mechatesi, had Rav Sharshia knew. So the Gemara says you're right. We have to edit what Rav Sharshia really meant. Alohachi kamar. You know what Rav Sharshia meant to say? Hani kloli la divri akol ninu. It's true. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said the klolim. Amar Rav Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan clearly holds of the klolim, but not everybody does. Who argues the Rav leslu hani kloli? Because Rav and Amar Aleph, the Gemara said, didn't hold of the klolim. That was something that the Gemara had proved. From Rav's psak, where Rav said the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda over Rav Meir, that even an usher is allowed to be ma'ariv biraglov, and Rav says the Gemara doesn't hold of the klolim. On Amar Aleph, the Gemara just said dilma, but now the Gemara is saying it factually. Rav doesn't hold of the klolim. Rabbi Yochanan holds of the klolim. Rav does not hold of the klolim. Incidentally, once we establish that Rav doesn't hold of the klolim, so you can go back to a lot of the kashas that the Gemara asked, because the Gemara was asking from the fact that Amar Rab Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Alach Grab Shimon Amar Rab Chama Bar Guri Amar Rav Alach Grab Shimon, and the question was how can you pass like Grab Shimon? I thought Allah is like Grab Yehuda. So the Gemara was daichet on Amar Aleph. But the truth is, after we finish the sugya and we find out that Rav actually argued with the klolim, so it's ma'ot pashet why Rav would have said that. Because Rav is less nulahani klali. It's Rabbi Yochanan that held of the klalim. Rav, however, did not hold of the klalim. We're going to get back to this, but just a little bit more gemar. Amrav Yudah Mashmul, Cheftzei Nachri, Ein Koinim Shvisa, a non-Jew that owns an item is not subject to the laws of Shvisa. Meaning, what would be if a non-Jew brought an item? Yoisem Me'alpayim Amma, now he gives it to you, a Yid. So, are you allowed to take it more than Dalar Amos? Do we say that it has the tchum of its bailin, this Eina Yehudi, or maybe being that the bailim himself doesn't have any tchumen, because a goy doesn't have the laws of tchumen, so why should his items have any tchumen? So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that chetzei nachri en koinon shvi, so gemar l'man. Ilei the Rabbanon, who was he going according to? Was he going according to the Rabbanon? Pshita, it should be pasha. Which Rabbanon? The Rabbanon who hold chetzei hefker, Ein koinin shvisa. If hash the chefzei hefker, the less lu bailam ein koinin shvisa. If the rabbanon or the chefzei hefker that have no owner, there's no shvisa. Chefzei hanachri de islu bailam ibaya. So certainly chefzei nachri should have no shvisa. Meaning chefzei hefker is even better than chefzei nachri. We have a machlokes of echmanu in the chachamim regarding chefzei hefker. Chefzei nachri, that's better. Why? Or meaning less of a reason that it should be subject to the laws of Tchumen. Because it has an owner, and the owner himself is not subject to the laws of Tchumen. He must have been going to Rabbi Yechem Menuri. And this was Shmuel's Chiddush, that Eimad, Rabbi Yechem Menuri, Koinim Shvisa, Anabi the Chefzei Hefker. Even though Rabbi Yechem Menuri holds the Chefzei Hefker as Koinim Shvisa, it was only Chefzei Hefker that's Koinim Shvisa. Why the last Lu Bailam? Aval Chefzei HaNachri, the Islu, who Bailam Loi, but Chefzei HaNachri that has a Bailam, and the Bailam themselves don't have the laws of Shvisa, his Chafetzim are not going to be Koinim Shvisa. Meisvei, Rav Shimon, Allah Zoymer, Hashoyuk, Timin HaNachri, if somebody borrows a Kedah from a non-Jew Yontif, V'chira, Mashal, or someone lends a keli to a nachri erev yontif v'chzir lab yontif and he returned it on yontif. V'akelim v'ha oitzris sheshavsu b'teich ha-tchum yesh lem alpayim ma'ama l'chol ruach. It's subject to the laws of tchumen. The nachri shehevi loy peiris michutz ha-tchum, and if a nachri brings peiris from outside of the tchum, harezeh lo yazizam im kaiman. Talad Amis, you're not letting to move it beyond it. Essentially what we just brought was a braisa where Rav Shimon Elazar said very, very clearly that
Cheftze Nachri, a subject to the laws of Tchum. Zog the Gemara. Yeah, Bishlami Chasav Rabbi Yechem Nuri, Cheftze Nachri, Koinim Shvisa. Bishlami Rabbi Yechem Nuri holds that Cheftze Nachri is Koinim Shvisa. Meaning just like Cheftze Hefker is Koinim Shvisa, Cheftze Nachri is Koinim Shvisa. Hamani Rabbi Yechem Nuri. So good, this price is going Koinim Rabbi Yechem Nuri. El Yam, Chasav Rabbi Yechem Nuri, Cheftze Hefker is Koinim Shvisa. But if you're going to tell me that when Shmuel said Cheftze Nachri is not Koinim Shvisa, he was going Koinim Rabbi Yechem Nuri, Hamani. So who then holds that Cheftze Nachri HaKoinah Shvisa Loi Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri V'loi Rabbanon. Again, Shmuel said Cheftze Nachri are not Koinah Shvisa. And we're trying to figure out, was he going according to the Chachamim that hold Cheftze Hefker are not Koinah Shvisa? Or was he going according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, or even according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that holds Cheftze Hefker is Koinah Shvisa? At this point, the Gemara is suggesting that he was going according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri. Why? Because according to Chacham, it's Pshita. If Cheftze Hefker is not Koinah Shvisa, certainly Cheftze Nachri is not Koinah Shvisa. Must be he was going according to Rabbi Yechem Nuri that holds Cheftze Hefker all Koinah Shvisa. Kamashmon, the Cheftze Nachri is not Koinah Shvisa. That means, loy mi baya, the Chachamim hold Cheftze Nachri is not Koinah Shvisa. But even Rabbi Yechem Nuri holds Cheftze Hefker is Koinah Shvisa. Cheftze Nachri is not Koinah Shvisa. Which means no one holds Cheftze Hefker Koinah Shvisa. All right, we have a braisa that says Cheftze Nachri is Koinah Shvisa. So the Gemara says, you're right. Excellent question. You have to say, we have no choice. La'olam kasav Rabbi Yechem Nuri Cheftze Nachri Koinah Shvisa. You have to say Rabbi Yechem Nuri holds Cheftze Nachri is Koinah Shvisa. That's that braisa. Vishmu, who said Cheftze Nachri is not Koinah Shvisa, Da'amaki Rabbanon. Udi Kamer, what was the kasha? The Rabbanon Pshita. Right, the Gemara said, it's Pashit according to the Rabbanon. That Cheftze Nachri is not. If Cheftze Hefker is not Koinah Shvisa, certainly Cheftze Nachri. So the Gemara says, Sigarnet Azai Pashit, because Mal the time I would have thought, Gzeira Bailam the Nachri, the Bailam the Israel. You can actually make the argument that there's more of a reason to have Shvisa when a non-Jew owns the item than when an item is ownerless. Because if a non-Jew owns it, it's similar to when a Jew owns it. It's just a nafkamina of Yahadus. But really, there's an chefza of an owner. So you would have thought, Gzeira Bailim the Nachri Atu Bailim the Israel. That's the Chiddush Kamash Malam. But the bottom line is, Anachinami, according to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, Cheftze Nachri are Koinah Shvisa. When Rav Nachman said, or Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, that Cheftze Nachri ain't Koinah Shvisa, the Maskana, that was going according to the Chacham. Rav Chibar, Rabbi Nomer, Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Chibar, Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Cheftze Nachri Koinah Shvisa. No, Cheftze Nachri, even according to the Chacham, name is Koinah Shvisa. Gzeira Bailam de Nachri, Atu Bailam de Yisrael. So the bottom line is we have a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, whether Cheftze Nachri, according to the Chachamim, a Koinah Shvisa or not Koinah Shvisa. According to Rabbi Yochanan Ben Uri, that holds Cheftze Hefker a Koinah Shvisa, it sounds like certainly Cheftze Nachri are going to be Koinah Shvisa. What about according to the Chachamim? Cheftze Hefker is not Koinah Shvisa. What about Cheftze Nachri? On the one hand, if a Nachri owns it, the Nachri doesn't have Shvisa, why would his items be worse? The teretz is, maybe you can argue of a gzeira. Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Cheftze Nachri, Ein Koinem Shvisa. We don't make the gzeira. Rabbi Yochanan said that Cheftze Nachri is Koinem Shvisa because we do make the gzeira. So the Gemara ends with a story. Hanoi Dichri, the Asul Mavrachta. There were rams that came to the city of Mavrachta on Shabbos. Shaulu Rava, the Bnei Mechuzah, the Mizbe Minayim. Rava allowed the Bnei Mechuzah to buy these rams. Amalei Ravina LeRava, and these came out of the Tchum, but they belonged to an Eini Yehudi. So Ravina told Rava, my Daitech, why are you passing in this way? Oh, because Amar Rav Yudam HaShmuel, Cheftze Nechri, and Koinah Shvisa. Probably because of what Shmuel said. You're going like Shmuel. You know what the problem is? Rabbi Yochanan argued. Rabbi Yochanan held that really, Cheftze Nachri, and Koinah Shvisa. And here we have one more rule. V'hashmuel, coincidentally, because not a hemshach to the previous sugya. Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, halacha ke Rabbi Yochanan. If there's a machlokes in Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, this is major. That halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So if that's the case, you have to go like Rabbi Yochanan. You have to hold that cheftze nachri are going to be koinah shvisa. Right? But Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Rabbi and Amar Rabbi Yochanan cheftze nachri koinah shvisa. Gzeir b'ayim lenachri, the b'ayim liyisrael. So the Gemara says, hold on, my Rava. Came around and Rava said, "Lameisa, you're allowed to buy. You know why you're allowed to buy? Lizdavnu lebnei mavrachta, the kulu mavrachta liditu kedalat ames damya. That the people in mavrachta themselves are allowed to buy. Meaning, mechuz is a problem because the halachas like Rabbi Yochanan, the cheftze nachri do have shvisa, but at the same time, as it relates to mavrachta itself, it's not a problem because mavrachta was mukif mechitzos, and we paskin like Rabbi Gamliel in the first mishnah of the Perek, that even something that's outside the Tchum, if it's in an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, that whole area is treated like Dal Adamas, and it's for that reason, it's not going to be a problem. Exhale. So just two ha'aros. one a little bit longer and the other one a little bit shorter as it relates to the theme of the last two dafim, Daf Mem Vav and Daf Mem Zayin, which discusses Klali HaPsak and some really important Klali HaPsak. And amazingly, at the very end of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, after we already exhaled and finished the sugya of the Klali HaPsak, the Gemara gave us one more gift, and that is whenever there's a machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, two of the great Amoraim, the halacha is always going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. So what came out from the Gemara that we just learned? On Mem Vav Amid Beis, yesterday we were very excited. We had a whole bunch of klolim. Halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveroi, u'k'Rabbi Yosef mechaverov, u'k'Rabbi mechaveroi. And then Rabbi Yochanan went and he gave us a lot more klolim. Remeiv Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosi, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Remeiv Rabbi Yosi, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosi, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. A whole bunch of very important klolim that deal with the most often mentioned Tanoim in Shas. Stating that, Rabbi Sharshia said, "Less nulahami kloli." And after a whole amid and change of Gemara, the Gemara tweaked what Rabbi Sharshia really said. And elahachi kama, this is what Rabbi Sharshia meant. Hani kloli lav divri akol nunu. These klolim are not true according to everybody. The harav less lehani kloli. Because Rav doesn't hold of these klolim. In other words, all the klolim are really totally in a machloikis. A machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Which means that we need another klal to know whether we paskin like the klolim. So we have all these klolim. The problem is it's shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Rav argued. So do we paskin like the klolim? Or do we not paskin like the klolim? Meaning if you have a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that's really what this is going to boil down to. Do we paskin like Rav, or do we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan? So the truth is that even though the Gemara doesn't address it right here, but it's a Mefurish Gemara, in the beginning of Masechtas Beya, and the sugyas of Beya Shenol, the Beyantiv, and the Gemara says, whenever there's a machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. So if we always paskin like Rabbi Yochanan over Rav, so that what emerges then from this Gemara is that all these klolim are going to be oiskalten, because Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said the klolim. Rav argued with Rabbi Yochanan. Hani kloli lav divrei akol ninu, da Rav lesu lahani kloli. But if it's a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav, we have another klal, and that is the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, just like the Gemara said on the bottom of Mem Zayin Amid Beis, that whenever there's a machlokes Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Whenever there's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, we have the same rule. The halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So at the end of the day, it's a machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan whether we paskin like these klolim, and being that the rule is that we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, so the bottom line is all these klolim are oiskahalten lehalacha. Earlier in the week, B'siyata D'Shmaya, we spoke at a tshuva from the Dvar Yehoshua, from Yeshua Mendel Arenberg, a tshuva that he wrote literally on the Kastner train, a tshuva that was negeya, the fact that the Kastner train left Budapest on June 30th, 1944, in the 23rd hour, on a Friday, which means that it was Friday night, it was Leil Shabbos Kodesh. On Shabbos, the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, allowed the Yidden to get off and to use the bathroom, to use the facilities. And Rav Arenberg was sitting next to the Satmar Rav, the Divrei Yoel, who was famously on the train, and they had a whole discussion. Are we allowed to get off the train to use the bathroom or not? We're outside the Tchum, it was already Yud Beis Mil, which according to the Rambam and the Rish, and the Mechab and the Ramah is already a Shaila of Tchumen Dei Raisa. If it's a Shaila of Tchumen Dei Raisa to work Dalet Amis, maybe it's going to be a problem. And they said that even though the Gemara said on Daf Memalef Amid Beis, God will cover Abriya Shadoichal Loisaseh Shabbatayra. So if somebody finds himself in that situation, he's allowed to walk Yoisem Dalet Amis. But Rashi over there said that's all because Tchumen is the Rabbanan. But here we're dealing with Yud Beis Mil, which a lot of sheep is holding Mechab and the Ramah. The Nagayan argues, but the Mechab and the Ramah holds Yud Beis Mil as a Dei Raisa. So for Dei Raisa, maybe it's a problem. So what would be a better idea? He said, make a Graf Shal Rei and throw it from the cattle car outside. You carry Mishu Sayachid, like Carmelis. Either way, the epic tshuva in Chelek Aleph and Dvar Yeshua Simen Tezayin. So I thought it would be gishmak to mention another tshuva from the Dvar Yeshua. Again, this is from Yeshua Mendel Arenberg. This is in Chelek Gimel. It's a Choshen Mishpat. It's Simen Yotes. It's Sifkotin Tes. This is all from the parentheses, just to get an idea of what a guy in Rav Arenberg was. This is all from the parentheses. Again, very much me'inyana d'yoyma as it relates to Klolei HaPsak. There's a Gemara in the Masechtas Bava Kama, Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis. The Gemara there is discussing a shor that damaged a person. A shor that's masik, it damaged the person. However, the shor shtois shaloi bekavana. What would be if a shor shtois shaloi bekavana? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says the owner of the shor is going to be chayev. Rabbi Shimon poiter. Rabbi Shimon says the owner of the shor is going to be poiter. The shita mekubetzes on that gemara mesachtes bava kama brings from Rabbeinu Chananel. The Rabbeinu Chananel had a suffix what the halach is. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that a shor that damages a person shaloi bekavana is chayev, or do we paskin like Rabbi Shimon that a shor that damages a person shaloi bekavana is going to be potter? Said Rabbeinu Chananel that l'chura, being that we have a klal that whenever there's a machloek between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So here too, it's a machloek between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. In the sugi, it's not mefurish anywhere who we paskin like. So if Rabbi Yehuda said chayev, Rabbi Shimon says potter, the halach is to be chayev. Agav, very agav. He says something super geschmack. It's a small shtickel, but there's so much in this small. It's 5 lines. But in these 5 lines, he says something beautiful. He says, "Yesh loyma, this machloek is Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Whether a shor that damages shaloi bekavana is chayev potter is telling the machloek is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda davish ainim is chaven. Rabbi Yehuda holds davish ainim is chaven is chayev, and Rabbi Shimon holds davish ainim is chaven is potter. Rabbi Yehuda l'shitase holds davish ainim is chaven is chayev. L'nezokin shaloi bekavana, the halach is he going to be chayev. Shimon holds davish ainim is chaven is potter. A shor that shtoises shaloi bekavana is going to be potter." So says Rabbeinu Chananel, if that's the case, we know in the machloek is Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, davish ainim is chaven. We paskel like Rabbi Shimon. We don't paskel like Rabbi Yehuda. So how you talking? I'm saying that halach should be like Rabbi Yehuda. So he says yesh loyma that this that the Gemara says that we paskel like Rabbi Shimon, davish ainim is chaven is dafkel in Shabbos. Abul in shar in sugyas in shas where this machloek is comes up over there, the halach is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. What's the hesber? Could be the hesber is because we mentioned why do we pass like Rabbi Shimon by Davish and Meschavin? Because Rabbi Shimon is La'asud Lavoi. He's Olam Haba. We're going to pass like Rabbi Shimon. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. So we take on Rabbi Shimon's Shita of Davish and Meschavin to the extent that it's Negeya Olam Haba, to the extent that it's Negeya La'asud Lavoi. But as it relates to Ba'al Mahadeh, a shard that shtoises, it has nothing to do with Olam Haba. In Olam Haba, the wolf and the lamb are going to live together harmoniously. It's clearly not dealing with Olam Haba. So, but if I care, Ramei and Mechayev, Rav Shimon Poyte, then we're going to go based on the regular cloud that Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda Kenegi Rosh. But this is the first day. This is the first day Rabbeinu Chananel brings. But he says, V'yeshoim. There's some that say not that way, because even the Amru Rabbanon, being that the Rabbanon said halachic Rabbi Yehuda be'eriv, that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda by eriv, mechlal. You know what you see from there? The less hilchas akavasi b'makim acher. You see from there that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda in other places. It says the Yeshayim. You have a machloek between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanon said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev. What does that mean? Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev? Sounds like we don't usually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Plus, if we don't usually paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, then other rabba, I think, if anything, maybe what should come out over here is the halacha should be like Rabbi Shimon. So Rav Arenberg brings that Rabbi Yosef Shol Natanzin in his Shailos Hatshuvas Shoyl Umeshev, Madura Kama, Chelik Sheni, Simin Samech Aleph. We actually spoke out part of that tshuva together when we learned Masech the Shabbos. But Toich Dvarav in that tshuva brings this Rabbeinu Chananel. He brings the Yesh Oimrim and he says, Hashem Yair Einai. He says, I don't understand this Yesh Oimrim. What does this even mean? Kiven the Amru Rabban and Halachik Rab Yehuda Be'erev, Michlal the Les Hilchas Akavase Be'mechoim Asacherim. He said, Sisri Torah. The bottom line is, we have a klal, Erevin, Memvavam, Mebez, Memzayin. Whenever there's a machloikis between Rab Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the halach is we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So what does this even mean? Kim and Amr Rabban halach Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yosef Shal Natanzin said, I poshech kenzach nish anetz again with this yeshayimrim. I think it was a toy cipher. It probably meant to say something else. But the bottom line is that no worries with this shitas yeshayimrim because l'chura, the yeshayimrim is a toy cipher. Says Rabbi Arenberg, I don't think it's a toy cipher. And yeshayimrim, the pshat is like this. The Gemara that Rabbeinu Chananel was referring to, that the Rabbanon said that Talach is like Rabbi Yehuda be'erev, is a Gemara Mesechtes Erevin daf pei aleph amid beis. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda in that context related to Erevin. V'lo yoyed. Rabbi Yehuda said, I was mekabel from Shmuel. Elo kol mokim sheshana Rabbi Yehuda be'erevin. Every time Rabbi Yehuda said something in Erevin, halacha kemoisai. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Every single time Rabbi Yehuda said something in Erevin, the halacha is like him. Said Rabbi Yeshua Mendel Arenberg. He says, if you go through every single Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin, you're going to find that his Baal Plukta was either a mayor or it was Rabbi Shimon.
every single Rabbi Yehuda Masechtas Erevin. He's either arguing with Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Shimon. Now, there are times where he's arguing with a Tana Kamma. But we know, the Rishonim speak to that in different places, that Stam Tana Kamma to Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Meir. Right? Because to assert Stam Tana Kamma of Rabbi Yeshua is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer is Rabbi Yeshua. Because these were the Kamma Bali Plukta in Shas. But Rabbi Aaron Brook said, Doik V'tishkach. Every single Baal Plukta of Rabbi Yehuda is other Rabbi Meir, other Rabbi Shimon, other Tana Kamma. He never argued with another Tana regarding one halacha in Erevin, and he never argued with the Chachamim either. If that's the case, Shtalsach Deshaila, mamish in the vein of the sugya that we learned today, that why would Shmuel have to paskin that Kol Makim Shoshana Rabbi Yehuda be'Erevin halacha k'moisai? L'chayre, the halacha is anyways going to be like Rabbi Yehuda, because whether it's Rabbi Yehuda k'neged Rabbi Meir, or whether it's Rabbi Yehuda k'neged Rabbi Shimon, or whether it's Rabbi Yehuda k'neged the Tana Kamma, the halacha is always like Rabbi Yehuda. So said Rav Aaronberg, it's a pella. It's a pella. Why would Shmuel have to say that? He said, you know what the pshat l'chayre is? Pshat is Shmuel must have held like Rav. Shmuel must have held like Rav. That just like Rav didn't hold of the klal, the Gemara proved it. That was the whole today's daf. That Rav doesn't hold of this of these klalim. Shmuel probably also didn't hold of these klalim. And if, meaning, we have precedent to not hold of these klalim. Rav said it in Erevin Mem Zayin. V'chayr, from here it's going to be mavur that Shmuel didn't hold that way either. If that's the case, he says, Yesh loymar charifus, to say pshad in the Yesh oimrim that the Shita Mekubetzes brings from Rabbeinu Chananel. And that is, it's true, the Gemara says in the beginning of Masechtas Beyo, that whenever there's a machloikus between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, that loch is like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says in Erevin Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, what we just learned, that whenever there's a machloikis between Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan keneged Rav, and we pass like Rabbi Yochanan keneged Shmuel. What would be if there's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand and Rav and Shmuel together on the other hand? What would be if it's Rabbi Yochanan keneged Rav and Shmuel? It's two against one. Rabbi Yochanan keneged Rav, it's always Rabbi Yochanan, every day of the week. Rabbi Yochanan against Shmuel, that's the Gemara we just learned, today's daf. The halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. What if it's Rav and Shmuel tzazamin? What's the halacha going to be there? So for this, you have to know kol ha-teira kula regalachas. So said Rav Aaron Bergazor, he said that it's a mefurisha machloikis rishonim. There's a Gemara Masech Shabbos, daf kuf mem heyam and aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing if you're allowed to squeeze vegetables on Shabbos. And the Gemara talks about if you squeeze it because you want the vegetable, because you want the water, a whole bunch of parameters that the Gemara goes through. Lamaisa, it's a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, on the other hand. Rabbi Yochanan had one shita, and Rav and Shmuel together had another shita. Zok the Hilge Toysfis, Upirish Rabbeinu Chananu, Dalocha k Rabbi Yochanan, Dalocha is like Rabbi Yochanan, the Kaimelon Kavosei, Legabi Rav and Shmuel. Because we know that Allah is like Rabbi Yochanan Keneged Rav, the beginning of Masech Tisbeyah, and Dalocha is like Rabbi Yochanan Keneged Shmuel, Erevim Mem Zayin Amadeis. So what's the bottom line? If you have a machlokes between Rav on the one hand, Rav and Shmuel on the other hand, Dalocha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. Who said it? Rabbeinu Chananu said it. Stating that, if you take a look in the Rif, the riff on this Gemara says as follows: V'les hilchasa k'Rabbi Yochanan le'inyan chiyuv chatas. The halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? The havele Rav and Shmuel b'chadash itasa. Because Rav and Shmuel together are arguing with Rabbi Yochanan. The havele Rabbi Yochanan yachid ve'in dvarim shalechad b'machim shnayim. Rabbi Yochanan keneged Rav, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan keneged Shmuel, oichet. Oh, Rabbi Yochanan keneged Rav and Shmuel together, that's going to already be different. Gives new meaning to Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu. Rav and Shmuel, the Amri Travayu, there's a Toivim HaShnayim and a Echot. That's already on a different level. They're even on top of Rabbi Yochanan. But the bottom line is we have a machlokes rishonim tucked away in Shabbos Kuf Memei, in a sugya, the 22nd Perek of Masechta Shabbos, Perek Chavos. What would be if there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan on the one hand and Rav and Shmuel on the other hand? About Koponim Sado Ashitas HaRif, where the Rif says that the Loch is going to be like Rav and Shmuel. Because yeah, Rabbi Yochanan could go Keneged Rav, Keneged Shmuel. The Loch is Kemois, but not Keneged Rav and Shmuel together. If that's the case, half of a fella. We had a sugi over here in Masechtis Erevin, where we have the klolim. And one of the klolim was that whenever there's a machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Gemara said it was Rabbi Yochanan that hold of these klolim. But really, Rav did not hold of these klolim. He said, okay. He said, very nice, Rav didn't hold of the klolim. But at the end of the day, we have a klol for that too. That if there's machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha is going to be like Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, but once it's mevur, l'chayra, from the Gemara, Erevin daf pei aleph amid beis, that Shmuel also didn't hold of the klol. How do you know Shmuel didn't hold of the klolim? Because Shmuel paskin that
that loyoid. Wherever Rabbi Yehuda said Allah in Erevin, Allah in Kemaisai, and Lochirish Telzach the Fraga, why do you have to say it? Every Rabbi Yehuda in Erevin is either arguing with Rabbi Meir, is arguing with Rabbi Shimon. So Allah is anyways like it. The Teretz says he held like Rav. So now we have to revisit our sugya because it comes out as it relates to the Klolim. It's not a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. It's a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan connected Rav and Shmuel. And like the Rift, though, when there's a machloikas Rabbi Yochanan and Rav and Shmuel, Dami Chavayu, we paskin like Rav and Shmuel. So it comes out we don't hold of these Klolim. Oh, so if we don't hold of these Klolim, that's pshat in the Yeshayim. If the Yeshayim says the Shita Mekubet says again in the Rabbeinu Chanano, Kivin Dami Rabbanu Loch Rabbi Yehuda Be'eriv. What's the oimik? The oimik is, and that was Shmuel. And if that was Shmuel, it means it's Rav and Shmuel. So if it's Rav and Shmuel connected Rabbi Yochanan, we pass like Rav and Shmuel connected Rabbi Yochanan. So it comes out that we don't have the klal. And not only don't we have the klal, but it comes out mamish fakert. It sounds like davka be'erev. That's what the Yeshayim was saying. Davka be'erev, that loch is going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. But everywhere else, that loch is going to be like Rabbi Shimon. If that's the case, if a shor shtoisis, shalei bekavano, that loch is going to be like Rabbi Shimon, that loch is not going to be like Rabbi Yehuda. This is the first time. The second aura is, so one of the klolim that we had is halacha kerebi mechaveira. Halacha kerebi mechaveira, which means that if Rebbe argues with any one of his chaverim, the halacha is always going to be like Rebbe. There's a Yerushalmi in Mesechtes Demai that the Yad Malachi quotes. This Yerushalmi is at the end of the is in the second parak of Mesechtes Demai, and Yerushalmi says as follows. I'm just reading one line. Omar Rab Chia b'shem Rab Yochanan. Rabbi v'chaveroi, halacha k'rabbi. V'omar Rab Yoina, and Rab Yoina said, v'afilu Rabbi etzel Rab Elazar b'Rab Shimon. This rule, that if there's a machloikas between Rabbi and one of his chaverim, the halacha is like Rabbi, said Rab Yoina, that this is true even if Rebbe's arguing with Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. That not only any one of his chaverim, but even if he was arguing with Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon, still this halacha is going to be true. So the Yad Malachi in his Sefer, and this is Ois Kuf Ayin He, so he brings this Yerushalmi, and he says, V'chi Yishalcha Bincha, if your son is going to ask you, Mayadifu say the Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon, Tvei Machrini, Dohutzrech Lahaskirai B'Loshan Afilu. So he says, Af Ato Emor Loi. This is what you should tell him. You should tell him it's a Gemara. You should tell him it's a Gemara in Masechtas Bava Metzia, in Perek HaSoicher Es HaPoyalim, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. The context over there is the epic Agada to Gemara in Perek HaSoicher Es HaPoyalim. And the Gemara over there was talking, oh, Amud and change of Gemara about the greatness of Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. Again, Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was Rabbi Shimon b'Yechai's son. So let's talk about the greatness of Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. So the Gemara says that after Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon passed away, Shalach Rebbe L'daber B'Ishtoi. Rebbe sent a shliach, a shatchin, to read the shidduch, to marry Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon's wife. She sent back to him, Klisha Nishtamish by Kodesh, Yishtamish by Chol. He said, how can I get married to you? I was married to Kodesh. How can I go now and be married to Chol? Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was Kodesh. He said, you're only Chol. Incidentally, the Velt says that after the Magid Mishnah was Nifter, so the Ritva wanted to marry the Amana of the Magid Mishnah. And the Amana of the Magid Mishnah sent back to the Ritva the same line. Klisha Nishtamish by Kodesh, Yishtamish by Chol. But either way, so the Gemara says that Rebbe wanted to marry Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon's almana, and this was the message back. Klisha nishtamish by kodesh nishtamish b'chol. So the Gemara says shalach lo. He sent back to her as follows. Nihida b'toyra gadol mimeni. I know he was greater than me in Torah. Avol b'masim toivim mi gadol mimeni was greater than me in ma'isim toivim. Shalchalei. She sent back b'toyra mi gadol b'mchol lo yadan. I'll be honest with you. I don't know if who is bigger. If you're bigger, who is bigger in Torah? But b'maisim yadana, I do know as it relates to ma'isim da kabel olei yisuri that he was bigger than you in ma'isim. Meaning you're already being made of a mikzas, Rabbi. Then nehida b'toyra gadol mimeni, but b'maisim yad achvesish. I'm not able to nest who is bigger in learning. But I do know one thing. In ma'isim, there was no way that you were as big in him in ma'isim. But either way, said the Yad Malachi. You see, and this Gemara continues, by the way, Ayin Shal. But you see in this Gemara that Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was greater than Rebbe in learning. It's a Mefurish Gemara. Rebbe even acknowledged that. He said, Nehid b'Torah gadol mimeni. So he says, it's a Mefurish Gemara. Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was greater than Rebbe in learning. Being that that's the case, I would have thought that even though Allah could Rebbe mechaveira, maybe Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon's different. And if Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon's different, maybe over there the Allah is really going to be like Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. Kamash Malon, halacha k'rebi mechaveroi, amir Rabbi Yoina, v'afilu m'Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon. He had to speak that out, because you would have thought Rabbi Elazar b'Rav Shimon was maybe greater than Rabbi. The question is, what's the Kamash Malon? Why tak is dalacha like Rebbe over Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon? If we're going to establish that Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon was clearly greater than Rebbe in learning, Rebbe even acknowledged it, and it was something that Rabbi Yoina had a bavarn. I feel more Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So what's tak of shot? So Pasha, you could say, based on the raid we spoke about at the end of yesterday's daf, that you see clearly, this is one of the themes of Klali Apsak, and that is how great a person is in learning doesn't necessarily impact whether or not the halacha is going to be like him. The halacha wasn't always established based on the biggest lamdan. Rav Meir was... there was no one like him in the whole generation. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. So Enochanami, Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon was greater than Rebbe in learning. But as it relates to Psak, Mehechatesi, who says that has to necessarily mean that he's going to be greater? But I was thinking just one ha'ara. Lulei de Mistafina. I don't know if you could say this, but Lulei de Mistafina, maybe to just mention one ha'ara. Why, even though Reb Lazar, Reb Shimon was greater than Rebbe, but still halacha ke Rebbe mechaveroi, and like the Yerushalmi says in Masechtas Dmai, Amar Rabbi Yoina, Afilu Rebbe, Eitzel Rebbe Lazar, Reb Shimon. The Gemara Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chof Amar Aleph, brings an interesting story. Tanu Rabbanu, Lo'ovam Yehei Adam Rach Kekonov, Al Yehei Kosha Ke'eres. Which in English means a person should be humble and he shouldn't have any gaiva. How do you know that? Maisa, there was a story. Shabbat, Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Migdal Gdor, Beis Rabbi. Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon came back from his Rebbe. He was learning Torah. And he was on the side of the Nahar. He was so besimcha, he just finished learning Torah. And he was feeling a little bit with gaiva. Because he had just learned so much Torah. All of a sudden, a person appeared to him. Rashi and Tosfos both say that this was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. So Eliyahu HaNavi comes and he appears in the presence of Elazar Rebbe Shimon. And this person was mechur b'yoser. He was extraordinarily disgusting. He was very hard to look at. Amaloi, so the person turned to Elazar Rebbe Shimon and said, Shalom Alecha Rebbe. Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon didn't respond. Amaloi, Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon finally turns to him and says, Reka, kama mechur oisa ish. You know, I've never seen someone that looks like you. Shema kobne yircha mechur am kamaisra. I mean, is this your own? Or does everybody from your city look this way? Amaloi. So Eliyahu HaNavi, who's dressed up as this person who's mechur b'yoser, turns to Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon and says, I'll tell you the truth, any day, I don't know what the people in my city look like. However, if you feel that you don't like the way I look, leich the emel u'min sha'asani. Why don't you go to the person that created me and tell him, kama mechur, kli zeh, sha'asisa. I didn't choose to look this way. I was created this way. So why are you telling it to me? Go to the u'min that created me and tell it. Says the Gemara, kimitshi yada ba'atzmei shechata, where Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon realized that he sinned, yara min ha'chamar, he got off the chamar, v'nishtatech lefonov, and he literally lied down next in front of him. But Amale, and he told Nenesi Lacha, I sin, Machaili, forgive me, Amale, any Michael Lacha. I'm not Michael, I chatelech la'umin shesu'ani, the Emale, kama machur, cleese shesu'asisa. You go tell my creator that you think he did a very lousy job when he created me, and then I'm going to be Michael you. So the Gemara says, he was following after him, he wanted this Mechila of Elazar Rebbe Shimon, until he came to the city of this person, Yatsu b'nei Ira l'krasa. So Elazar Rebbe Shimon comes into the city, he's on the Chamar, and all of a sudden, everybody comes to greet him. Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's son, he just walked into the city, and they were all saying, Shalom Alecha, Rebbe, Rebbe, Mayri, Mayri. So this Yid, who was Mechur B'Yoyser, Amar Lahem, he turns to the Chevre, he says, L'miatim Kairim, Rebbe, Rebbe, who are you talking to? Amar Lahem, he said, L'zeshem Etaylach Arecha, the person that's behind you. Amar Lahem, so he turned to the Olam, and he said, Imzeh Rebbe, if this is a Rebbe, Al Yirbu K'moysay B'Yisrael, may there be no Rebbe in Klal Yisrael. Amar Lahem, Mipnei Ma, he says, why would you talk this way? Amar Lahem, and he told him exactly what happened. He said, Kach V'Kach Asali. Amar Lahem, they told him, I hear, Afal Pike Machuloi, forgive him, Sh'Adam Gadol B'Tayru, because he's an Adam Gadol B'Tayru. Amar Lahem, B'Shvilchem Areni Moicholoi, I'm going to be Moichol U'Bavad. But he turned to Rav Elazar Rebbe Shimon, and he said, you have to promise Le'Yehei Ragolas. You're never going to do this again. Miad, after Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon heard this, Nichnas Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, the Darash and he Darashin, Lo'oilam Yehei Adam Rach Kekana, Val Yehei Kosha Ke'eres. Person has to be so careful, he has to make sure he's humble. And even someone that's so great in learning, and maybe his Torah can get him, it's very important that he not allow that to happen. Rashi and Tosfos say that this was Eliyahu HaNavi. And you know why Eliyahu HaNavi came to him? Because Eliyahu HaNavi felt that Rabbi Elazar Rebbe Shimon, as great as he was, needed this Musa Shmuz. He needed to hear. He never really hurt anybody. He never really needed a Mechila. This was Eliyahu HaNavi, who was sent as an angel
to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, to explain to him that it's not okay for a person to be daitei gasol of mipnei shalom ha'tayra harbe. And he has to work on his midas ha'anova. And that's why he was the one that darshan lohoylam yehi adam rach kikonov ayei kosher ke'eres. So of course we're dealing with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Eliki, who was in the Ma'ara for 13 years, 12 and another year, together with his father for Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So rather, we can't even begin to try to understand a story like this. However, the Sifrei Musar all learn different lessons that you see from here as it relates to Gaiva and as it relates to Atnava. And on some level, Chazal told us this story because it was important for us to know that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was nichshal in the area of Gaiva to such a degree that Eliyahu HaNavi had to come and Eliyahu HaNavi had to teach him this lesson. This dramatic story was all a setup from Shemayim so that he should learn this lesson. So let's come full circle. If halacha is not established based on who's the biggest lamdin, who's the biggest Talmud Chacham, what is it established based on? So there's different klalim, but nekoy tai klal of yadcha. There's one thing that's for certain, and that is that there's a tremendous association between halacha kemoisai and midas ha'anava. The Gemara says in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amid Beis, that why was Beis Hillel Zoicha that halacha is always like Beis Hillel and not like Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, so there was a paskal that said it was because Beis Hillel, they were noichin va'aluvim, and Beis Hillel was willing to be mevater on everything, as opposed to Beis Shammai. It was because of Hillel in the Gemara Masech Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, as opposed to Shammai in the Gemara Masech Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph. It's because in the world of Anava, Beis Hillel was nitzayin on a level that Beis Shammai wasn't. We mentioned the Chassam Sofer on that Gemara, Masechtas Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Chassam Sofer says that Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti. We know that Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer. So why is Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti? Why is the Halacha never like Rabbi Eliezer? Said the Chassam Sofer, you want to know why the Halacha is not like Rabbi Eliezer? Because the Gemara says also, Masechtas Tainus Daf Chavei, that once upon a time it hadn't rained for a long time. And Rabbi Eliezer got up and he was davening, he said a bunch of brachas and it still didn't rain. And then Rabbi Akiva got up and he said a few brachas, and suddenly it started raining, and people started saying, does that mean Rabbi Akiva is much greater than Rabbi Eliezer? Yatsa Baskel that said, no, not because he was greater, but Rabbi Akiva was Mavram Midoysov, and Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Mavram Midoysov. Rabbi Akiva was Mavram Midoysov, Alocha Rabbi Akiva Mechadero. Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Mavram Midoysov, said the Chassam Sofer. That's why Rabbi Eliezer Shamuti, he says, that's the Tivkain in the Gemara, where Rabbi Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer in the story with the Tanur Achno, he was making all these moifsim. So what did he tell him? Tairu Leba Shamayami, what was the Oimik? A Gemara later, that we're going to learn very soon, like Erev and Daf Nun Heyam and Aleph, but the Gemara darshes from the words Torah Leib Hashemayim, he like Timotze b'magbiim atzman ad l'shamayim. You don't find Torah with people that are magbiim atzman ad l'shamayim. Said the Chassam Sofer that Rabbi Eliezer again lefi madre gosses Rabbi Eliezer gadol, but there was a midas agayva there, a little bit. Too much as it relates to this chut asayra of Shmina Sheva Shminas, as it relates to dictating that the halacha should be like Rabbi Eliezer. And because Rabbi Eliezer was nichshal in Torah Leib HaShemayimi, the Magbiyah Matzman Adlo Shemayim, like the Gemara says in Masechtas Tainus, that Rabbi Eliezer wasn't Avraham Yidoysev, that's why the halacha wasn't like Rabbi Eliezer. The Chassam Sofer said this in his Hesped on Rabbi Kiva Eger. We talked about the Midas Anova of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and he spoke about David HaMelech, where David HaMelech is halacha Vashem Imoy, Shalacha Kemoise Bechomach. Yesterday we spoke from the Radomsky Rebbe from the Teferi Shloima, that whereas Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have the ability to bring himself down, his Torah was too much for the dar. David HaMelech had this uncanny ability that halacha kemoisei, that despite his greatness as a melech, he was able to relate to every single person in the generation. Dvarim the phone. But why was David HaMelech soichesh halacha kemoisei? He said, Pshad is based on the Gemara in Brachis, Daf Dalet, where David HaMelech said, Kol malchei mizrach umayir v'yeshenem al mitosam, v'ani yodai meluchloches bedam shvir v'shilyo v'tari shalabaylo. This was all a dank the midas anova. So what's the number one kaveya as it relates to halacha? Whether it's Bishamah and Bishilo, whether it's David HaMelech shalacha kamaisa b'chol makoy, whether it's Rabbi Eliezer that's Shamuti l'umas Rabbi Akiva, that's halacha k'Rabbi Akiva mechaveira. It's midas anova. That is the number one determining factor. So you have a shaila between Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. What do we know about Rebbe? The Mishnah in the end of Masechta Soita, Mishameis Rebbe. Batla Anova, it's a Mishnah. Mishameis Rebbe Batla Anova. Rebbe was the Anov of the Dar. What do we know about Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon? The Gemara we just learned in Masechtas Tainus, Daf Chof Amid Aleph. This story, Shehoya Libay Gaspoy, to the point that Eliyahu Anovi had to come and to teach Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon this Musar of Lo'oimam Yeh Adam Rach Kekona Valye Kosha Ke'eres. But either way, it could be that the reason Halacha Kerebi Mechaveroi, and said Rabbi Yoino, in
Yerushalmi in the second paragraph of Masechta is Demai. Afilu Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Even though, what's the chiddush? Because Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the Gemara Masechta is Bava Metzia and Asaycher Es Apoyalim, where even Rebbe told the Alman of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, Nei the Betoyer Gadol Mimeni, Avu B'Meisim Toivim Mi Gadol Mimeni. But either way, it's true, Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon was greater in Torah, but then again, Beishamai was Mechadad Yitvei over Beisilo. And Rabbi Eliezer, who was like Rabbi Eliezer Agadol. But when it comes to Psak Halacha, it's totally in the Midas Anava. Rebbe, who was Mishameis Rebbe, Batla Anava, whereas Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon, based on the Gemara, Mesechtes Tainas Tavchav, it's for that reason, Halacha Kerebi Mechaveroi, Vafilum Rabbi Lazar Rebbe Shimon.